Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, today is Free Ride Friday. That means we're giving away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. We're giving away Easy Course, our online course on how to build your online course in 30 days. It retails for $500 over at easycourse.co, but you can win it for free. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. Just listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that simple. Thank you so much for listening. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA show. No matter what's going on in the world, we're going to serve you up great business lessons on the daily with our 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn how you feel is how you perform. Many entrepreneurs forget, yes, it's a mental game, but it's also an emotional game. Entrepreneurs who have control over their emotions control their success. What does that exactly mean, to have control over your emotions? Well, that's what we get into. Many of us don't realize that in a given time, how we feel will affect how we perform, how we make decisions, what decisions we make, who we hire, who we fire, how we price our product, how we sell our product. All that is affected by how we feel. So if you're not in check with the way you feel, if you don't know how to have full control over your emotions, you're not always going to feel pumped. You're not always going to feel great. Business will get you down. But if you stay in that place, if you don't know how to pull yourself out and will a new way of feeling, you will see problems in your business. In today's lesson, I'm going to go through this concept as well as show you how to be aware of how you feel, how to have control over it so you can make the best decisions and move your business forward. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. When's the last time you read a nasty comment about your business or yourself on the internet, or received a really difficult email from a disgruntled customer, or had a really heated discussion with somebody on your team? How do you feel after these moments? You're not exactly in your peak state, but often we are not aware of that. We often don't recognize that, and we move on to the next thing we're doing in our day because, hey, our to-do list needs to get done. We move on, but unfortunately, everything afterwards gets affected by the way we feel. A lot of people think that we make decisions off pure logic. That's absolute baloney. Why did you go on your last holiday? Because logically in your head, you're like, it's time for a break and it's on the schedule, let's do it. No, you felt the need for adventure, for fun, for a relief, for time with loved ones. It is a feeling. You felt something and therefore you made a decision. Many of us started our businesses because of a feeling, because of an ambition, because of something in our gut. That's not necessarily something bad. But some of us, we think that, oh, it's okay to feel something good and then take action. And we totally ignore the fact that we often feel bad feelings and then we do actions that are not the best. We don't make the best decisions. We don't take the best course of action. I want you to do an exercise for me sometime today. I want you to take 5 minutes and stop. And I want you to think about one or two decisions you made in the past that were wrong, the wrong decision. You made the wrong decision. In hindsight, you see that now. It doesn't have to be just in business. If you want to, you can make it personal, like when you broke up with somebody in a relationship or the last thing you bought on Amazon. Take a look at those decisions. Were they made purely by logic and data, or did you feel something? Were you in a certain state of mind, an emotional state where you made that decision? Or I should say, when you made that decision. Most likely, yes. So this tells us we need to be highly aware of how we feel, especially when we're making decisions in our business. As the leader of your business, your job is to make decisions on a regular basis, a few key decisions every day, right? But if you're not aware when you're making these decisions and how you're feeling during those decisions, you could really make some big mistakes. So what you need to do is you need to write down decisions like they're to-dos. I started doing this and it's extremely helpful. So say, for example, somebody asks me a question, I need to make a decision. I immediately write it down on my notebook and say, make decision on XYZ, whatever it is, right? Now, even if I make that decision, I'm doing that immediately. By writing it down, it makes it real. It makes me look at it and say, okay, this is an actual decision. That triggers inside me to say, hey, what am I feeling right now? What's my emotional state right now? Am I feeling positive? Am I feeling productive? Am I feeling like I'm in a good space? Or is something bothering me? Do I have some sort of anxiety? Do I have some worry? Am I fearful of something because of something else that happened today? You got to be honest with yourself. And if you have any of that going on, you need to resolve that. You need to say, hey, hold up. That stuff is bothering me right now. I can't let that stuff affect my decision. What can I do to shift my mood? And it could be a few deep breaths. It could be a few jumping jacks. It could be watching a 5-minute clip on YouTube that makes you laugh. A 5-minute break and then make that decision can really help you make a solid decision. In most cases in business, you can afford 5 minutes. Sometimes, very rarely, you need to make a split decision. As long as you're aware of your emotional state, by being aware of it, you will be considerate of it and make a more logical decision, not lean on your emotions. One of my best pieces of advice for entrepreneurs is that how you start your day really will dictate the rest of your day. It's really hard to get back on track. It's doable, but it's hard. It's a challenge to get back on track when you had a rough start of the day. When I say rough, I mean it's stressful. You put yourself in a situation of anxiety, of worry. This is why I highly recommend you don't check your phone and your notifications before you had a chance to wake up, take control of your feelings, take some deep breaths, think of the things you're grateful for, have some breakfast. It's not going to kill you if you take 20 minutes to do this. My routine is like getting up, going to the bathroom, taking a shower, feeling refreshed, putting on some cologne just to smell good. I'm a big aromatherapy person. I go downstairs, I have my breakfast. I have a moment of saying, this is my life. I get to wake up a little bit. I have feelings of gratitude for the food I have and the time I have to think for a moment. And then I jump into it, okay? Because then I'm prepared. I'm setting myself up in the right emotional state. But if you start your day immediately on your phone, immediately on notifications, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for things to set yourself off on the wrong foot on the beginning of the day. Most things you're going to see on that, you know, 99% of the things you're going to see on your phone or on your notifications or your email are going to be things that can wait 20 minutes in order for you to make a better decision. The thing about emotions is that if you feel something negative over and over consistently, day after day, it has a compounding effect and it will start to build up. It will start to make you resent your business. Some of us who are listening know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you're not in check about how you feel every day, it's going to really build up. You have to realign quickly because you can start feeling horrible about a great business that you have. It won't make any sense to you, but it's because you have so many negative feelings that are attached to it. Being aware of the fact that how you feel will affect the way you perform will set you apart from so many other leaders in business. Those who know me know I'm an automobile lover. Heck, my first job at 13 was washing cars at a car dealership. That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Range Rover Sport. It's the perfect combination of sporting luxury, intuitive technology, and performance. I mean, this thing is stunning inside and out. Here are some of my favorite things about the Range Rover Sport. It has this purposeful cockpit-like driving position. It really sets the tone for a focused interior that promotes an exhilarating drive that is super engaging. And it's super quiet in there. because they have advanced cabin technologies such as active noise cancellation and cabin air purification, which offer new levels of comfort and refinement. One of the things that's really important to me is the actual driver's seat. The Range Rover Sport has an optional 22-way adjustable heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. But enough hearing about it. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com.
You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business, and invest in other types of investments, like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com.
To wrap up today's lesson, today's episode, yes, as human beings, we are logical creatures and we can use our brains and we can make decisions, but we're fooling ourselves if we don't think that we're also emotional people. It doesn't matter how tough you are or even what you've been through. Yes, you can have some amazing perspective, but you still feel things. You still have moods. You still have ups and downs. And my parting advice is, as an entrepreneur, you have to be very mindful of those ups and downs, and adding more ups and downs in your life is incredibly helpful, even if you're adding it in your personal life, like going out to dinner when we can go back to, you know, outdoors and go to restaurants after Corona's all done, or being mindful or proactively finding things to make you feel good, to make you laugh, having hobbies on the weekend, doing creative pursuits, whether it's drawing, sketching, singing, dancing. All these things will add more positive vibes on that roller coaster and make you feel overall things are all right. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Today's episode's not over though, because it's Free Ride Friday. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Gen 6. Gen 6 says, great, 5 stars. I really enjoy these shows and really how quick and concise they are. They're to the point with a ton of info. And the info could be applied immediately to the business world. Great podcast. Thank you, Gen 6. Your mission is to email me over at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with the lifetime access to Easy Course. Hey, if you want to win a free ride to one of our courses, go ahead and leave us an iTunes rating and review right now. It takes 2 minutes and you enter our weekly random draw. Just listen in on Fridays to see if you won, just like Jen just did today. It's that simple. It's our way to show you love for leaving us love on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. When we are making decisions, whether big or small, we need to be aware we're making decisions. That's why I had that note-taking exercise I had you do. But we also have to be aware that not all decisions are created equal. Some of us, we put the same amount of importance and stress on every little decision. That's why I like to put a score from 1 to 5 in terms of the impact of this decision is going to make on my business. If it's a 1, that means a very low impact, but it could help in a little way. 5 meaning it's critical. This puts things in perspective when I'm making a decision. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Hang in there, guys. We're going to make it through. I'm with you along the way. See you on Monday. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.